The goddesses and the gods also interact with each other through the cycle of the year. And while the goddess is identified with that moon cycle that we see each month, the god is identified with that sun cycle of the seasons, birth and growth and death and rebirth, as they move through the year, as things are new and born in the spring and grow up and then fall, die at the time of harvest, go dormant in the winter and feed new life in the spring. And so we call this myth the Wheel of the Year. The Wheel of the Year is the myth that guides us through the seasonal cycles. And in Wicca, we have 8 solar holidays, or sabbat. Sabbat is a word that just means basically celebration. The 8 holidays are the winter solstice, which is around December 21st. The solstices and equinoxes change a little bit each year, so I can't give you exact dates, but you can always find them on an astrological calendar. Bridget, which is February 1st and 2nd. The spring equinox, which is around March 21st. Beltane, or May Day, which is the 1st of May. The summer solstice, which is around June 21st. Lunisod, or Lammas, which is August 1st. Fall equinox, which is around September 21st, and Samhain, or Halloween, which is October 31st. And this is the way the myth plays out through those holidays. Often the Wheel of the Myth is told as the sun's story, but we can see it as our story as well, describing how we emerge out of a state of oneness with the goddess, become ourselves, become individuated, seek her again, fall in love with life, learn to be givers and creators, partners, teachers, poets, seers, healers, protectors of life, until finally we return to the goddess in death, only to be reborn anew. So now let me read to you from something I wrote long ago about the myth of the Wheel of the Year. At the winter solstice, the year is born. The sun, who's grown old and tired, goes to sleep in the arms of Mother Night and is reborn at dawn. And we become the reborn year, all that's new and growing, the miracle child whose wondrous birth brings back the light. We emerge from the womb of the goddess. The year grows and the sun gets stronger. The days begin to lengthen. At Bridget, the year is beginning to grow up. As we grow, our task is to become our true selves, to become distinct and individual. So we become the initiate, the one who learns by facing challenges. The teacher of lessons becomes the initiator, who gives us challenges and receives our pledges. She's Bridget, the ancient Irish goddess of fire and water, the holy well and the sacred flame. And this holiday, also in Irish called Imbolc, or spring's beginning, is the time when we make a pledge to her to say what we will do with the rest of our year. At the spring equinox, day and night are equal and balanced. When we've met our challenges, our task now is to awaken the earth, stirring her up, planting seeds in her body, just as the sun is warming her, rejoicing as all of nature is renewed with the new sunshine and the life that's coming back in the rains of spring. At Beltane, the earth is fully awake. May Day, everything's growing, everything's blossoming, flourishing. And Beltane is the holiday that celebrates life. Our task is to love the living world so strongly that we open the gates to the realm of magic, to that whole unseen realm that lies behind life itself, and bring through renewal and the energy for life to continue. At summer solstice, the sun reaches its peak and begins to decline. Having learned to love the living world, now our task is to learn about letting go, to give of ourselves, to give ourselves away as the sun gives light to feed all of life, and as the earth gives nourishment to flowers and grains, as mothers and fathers give nourishment and life and care to their children. At lunasod, the days are already starting to grow shorter, even though we're at the height of summer. So it's a time of hope and of fear. It's a time when things begin to ripen, but the harvest is not yet gathered in. Our task now is to nurture and protect what we planted, to bring the crop safely to harvest, to come into full partnership with the goddess and God as co-creators. At the fall equinox, day and night are equal again. We gather in the harvest and give thanks for all the gifts we've received. The seeds that will awaken new life in the spring must be carefully stored. The bulbs that will later burst forth with color and fragrance must now go to sleep underground. So with the means to continue life assured to us, our task now is to begin to shift our attention away from that sunlit world above ground to the world of the unseen, the realm of dreams, of spirits, and the dead who are simply on the other side of life. Our task becomes that of giving back to the other world, feeding our dreams and visions with the living vitality we've culled from the world of day and night. Samhain, Halloween, is the year's end, the year's death, but it's also our new year, the year's beginning. The old crops are gathered in, the land is resting, waiting for new growth to begin. The veil between the worlds is thin. Our task now is to return to the goddess, to honor the ancestors and feed them, to give to them the vital energies of life which can bring them back to birth. So we become the shamans, the healers, those who can move into the underworld, to the unseen, and become guides and comforters to the dead as well as to the living. And because the dead are also the unborn, this is a time of conception. When we bring the energy of the living into the realm of the dead, it's as if we fertilize the goddess herself. She becomes young again, pregnant with the new year, which will be born at the winter solstice. And so the wheel continues to turn. In Wicca, because we conceive of all of life as a cycle of birth and growth and death and rebirth, we don't see death as a final ending. In Wicca, we don't have dogma or belief systems, but most of us do have an understanding that after death, we go on to some other kind of life. For some people, that might be as simple and as concrete as the way the leaves fall, decay, and feed the roots of new trees. But for many of us, we do believe in some form of reincarnation, that after death, your soul, your spirit, in some way lives on and finds some kind of new life and comes back to life having carried with it the lessons that it learned in the life before. We don't see the dead as separate from the community of the living. When someone dies, they remain part of the community. They're just in a different state, in a different realm. And so we do honor our ancestors. We honor what we call our beloved dead. For us, Halloween or Samhain is particularly that time of honoring those who have gone before. And many of our Halloween customs really go back to that understanding this is the time when the ancestors return. We give food to children as a continuation of a very ancient custom of sending out offerings for the dead. And the children really are the ancestors returning in new bodies. We send out lights. You know, now we do the pumpkins carved in faces and the candles behind them. But originally, they were lights to help guide the dead back to your homes. And the myth about death is that you go to the Isle of Apples, the Shining Isle, which is the place where you grow young again. and review what you've learned in this life until you finally grow young again to be reborn. Reincarnation, rebirth in Wicca is not seen as a punishment. We're not trying to get off the wheel of birth and death. For us, the wheel of birth and death is what's sacred, is the embodiment of the goddess herself. But instead, for us, rebirth is a gift. It's the great gift of the goddess to be reborn again among those you've known and loved before, so you can know and love them once again. In Wicca, we also honor the elements. We conceive of the world, in a sense, as a magic circle. And in that circle, we're always looking to the four directions. And each of the directions has a set of correspondences. And this is something we hold in common with many other earth-based traditions around the world, Native American traditions to Asian to African. Most cultures that live close to the earth see the four directions as being linked to the elements. But those elements aren't always the same because they really arise from different qualities of land and different qualities of the cycles and the seasons. Just as our Wheel of the Year myth is clearly a myth that comes from a temperate climate. It'd be very different if you're in a tropical climate. If you're in South America, the seasons and the celebrations would reverse. So when you follow Wicca, you don't believe in a fundamentalist kind of literalist kind of way that, you know, air is in the east. Rather, what you're doing is using this magic circle as a tool for integrating your experience of the land. And you might find in your own area that many of these myths, many of these celebrations, many of these traditions take on their own character. Because ultimately what it's about is your connection with the natural world.